22 minutes past eight. Now, over the past few years, the University of Surrey's Jewish chaplain and friend of the show, Alex Goldberg, has been very busy with many things, including training to be a rabbi. You may remember his audio diary series dipping into his training over the past couple of years. Well, now Rabbi Alex Goldberg brings us his final rabbi school diary reflections. Congratulations, Rabbi Goldberg.
Judaism has two concepts of time. One that sees time as lineal, a chronology of events that in the modern age we might call history. And the other is circular, a calendar based around the seasons, from spring to summer to autumn to winter and back again. So the book of Ecclesiastes says, everything has an appointed season, and there is a time for every matter under the heaven, a time to give birth and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot that which is planted. So it was in January that I found myself between seasons, because after 6.5 years, and 30-odd exams, I was sitting in the exam room at the rabbinic college with a large cup of coffee in one hand and a Jewish law book in the other, waiting to be cross-examined by a panel of rabbis. I suddenly wondered where all the time had gone. I was in my 30s when I started the rabbinic program, having just completed my stint as an Olympic chaplain. Now in my mid-40s, having pored over thousands of pages of Aramaic, Hebrew and English text, attended hours of lectures on history, psychology, prayer, pastoral care, public speaking, the laws of marriage, dietary laws, death and mourning, and the complex rules of Shabbat, the Jewish Sabbath. Everything was down to this last hour. Rabbis Offer and Assi sat down at the table. Rabbi Assi smiled. We'll not be needing the book for now. Let's see how you do it without the text in front of you. Let's start with the dietary laws. What text from the Talmud relates to the beginning of chapter 108? I paused. And then it all came back to me. There are two texts that are important here. And so it went on. 90 minutes later, I was a rabbi. Between passing the exam and going to the final graduation ceremony, well, it's a process in itself. A psychological and perhaps I would say spiritual one. However, life for a new rabbi can be summed up by events last Sunday. I was lucky enough to do my first wedding, that of a student of mine from the University of Surrey and his partner. I was preparing the marriage documents in Aramaic when I received a call. It was from a care worker in an old age home in Surrey. He told me he was sitting next to the body of a deceased man whom he knew to be Jewish. What can I do for him? He asked. What do you do in your religion? What's the right thing? He's got no family. I spent the day trying to make sure we all did the right thing for the deceased man, without his family, whilst making sure that we brought together a couple to make a new family. Grief and joy, the circle of life, was literally being marked around me, as the groom shattered the glass at the ceremony, and the congregation shouted Mazel Tov. I have to say I felt a little bit rabbinic. Next weekend I shall be sitting in Britain's oldest synagogue, at a graduation ceremony, as one of its newest rabbis. It's neither an end or a beginning, but the beginning of an end, as new students have already taken our seats at the college, and we move on to new challenges. Lineal time, circular time, celebrated together.